We move now to a fairly mind-blowing example of CIA overreach that doesn't come from Edward Snowden's leaks and probably is too outlandish even for the writers of Homeland, except this one is apparently true, according to the Associated Press and the Washington Post. Robert Levinson, a former FBI agent who disappeared in Iran more than 6 years ago, a man who has been presumed to be a hostage of some kind, a designation that the U.S. government has not taken issue with, it turns out Levinson may be a casualty of a CIA operation gone bad. Analysts, acting on their own, sent Levinson into Iran in an operation that apparently blew up and involved the reported payment of CIA money to the Levinson family and eventually caused a purge within the CIA, all without producing any intelligence or information about the whereabouts or fate of Mr. Levinson. Tim Weiner joins us now, author of the acclaimed CIA history, Legacy of Ashes. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thanks, John.
What do you make of these Levinson revelations here?
Well, assuming this story is 100% true and the track record of the two reporters is extremely good, this is a case of extreme carelessness in pursuit of human intelligence, and it is a case of human error without real parallel in the history of the CIA.
And without parallel in the sense that it went bad, or without parallel in the sense, I mean, the detail that really stands out to me is that analysts were running their own actual operation here.
That's right. That's like telling your defensive team to play offense. They're not equipped to do that. They're not trained to do that. It's freelancing, and that's bad news in a secret intelligence organization.
Well, even more, it's more like having Bob Costas be the quarterback, not the defense offense. These people aren't used to taking the field at all. What would be the possible motivation for analysts to try something like this?
Glory, promotion, status. It is not the kind of operating environment, Iran, a hostile, denied territory for spies, where you can wing an operation like this. And, you know, the only parallel I can think of is back in the Reagan administration when a hotshot lieutenant colonel on the National Security Council staff named Ollie North thought it would be a good idea to sell anti-tank missiles to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. It was not a good idea. And this operation was clearly not a good idea either.
Very interesting. That's an interesting echo of the Iran-Contra affair. The payments, the alleged payments to Levinson's wife, Christine, first of all, is there precedent for those? And clearly the CIA understood that this was kind of DEFCON 5, that it was a five-alarm fire here.
Well, it sounds like hush money. I mean, and it sounds like there was guilty knowledge within the CIA, if indeed three veteran analyst officers were forced out and seven others were disciplined. You have to screw up pretty badly to get forced out of the agency. You really have to commit stupidity on a felonious scale.
And Levinson disappeared more than 6 years ago. All of this has transpired behind the scenes. Levinson, of course, who knew everything here, can you imagine just the futility he must be feeling, and has felt for pretty much this entire period of time?
You know, there are two reasons for keeping deep secrets in government. There are legitimate secrets in government. The names of covert foreign agents, the mechanics for making a bomb. But, you know, too often secrecy is used to cover up embarrassing mistakes. And there are very few secrets the time will not reveal. And the longer you keep a secret for reasons of embarrassment, the worse it looks.
The official line from the government at one time was that Mr. Levinson was not working for the United States government at the time of his disappearance. He, of course, is ex-FBI, but now the National Security Council has declined to comment on any ties Levinson has to the U.S. government. The investigation into the disappearance continues. We all remain committed to finding him and bringing him home safely to his family. That's from National Security Council spokeswoman Caitlin Hayden. How does Levinson now figure into the new potential rapprochement or new sense of openness between the U.S. and Iran on the nuclear issue? Is he a pawn, or is he just tossed in the dustbin because he really is now CIA?
Well, you're speaking of him in the present tense. You know, if he's alive, that's one thing. And if he's disappeared or if he's in a grave, that's quite another. I don't see where the bargaining power is of a you know, rogue freelance operative working under dubious jurisdiction for the Department of Analytical Intelligence at CIA comes into the play of geopolitics at this point.
Do you think these revelations push the momentum for us to maybe eventually know more about this, or will this just add to the mystery and the sense of we may never get closure here?
Yeah, it's hard to know less about a case of disappearance like this. There are obviously people at CIA, past and present, that have something to answer for in this. Whether they ever will do so, I wouldn't put a lot of money on it. And, you know, the poor guy was looking for adventure, right? He got a lot more than he bargained for.
Tim Weiner is author of the acclaimed CIA history, Legacy of Ashes. He describes this Levinson case as yet another case of carelessness at a cost of human life in the name of human intelligence. Tim Weiner, thanks so much.
You bet.
Later this hour, the evolving, changing, healing, but never reversible process of grieving, national and personal. We'll talk about the call from Newtown families for an act of kindness from all Americans in remembrance of their losses. What could be the meaning and power in an unexpected act of kindness?
One day, I was riding public transportation in the Dominican Republic, and the driver did not announce that he was going to change his route. So now I was going to have to walk like 7 miles to get to my house. And at that exact moment, just like magic, this lady next to me looked into her purse and she gave me $2. That act of kindness changed my life, and I will never forget.
More on Newtown and acts of kindness and the process of grieving later this hour here on The Takeaway.